For the past 3 weeks now, we've been talking about this great topic, strategic relationships. So for those who have missed the last two lessons, please go on our podcast and go and listen to it so that you can get the full picture of what we are talking about. Last week, we talked about three kinds of relationships that are required. Three types of relationships that are required. Can someone help us? What is the first type of relationship?
General
relationship. Beautiful. Number two?
Destiny
or permanent
relationship.
Yes. And number three? Because that one is your name. She quickly mentioned it. So, seasonal relationships. Let me just talk a little bit about this. And I was thinking about it yesterday. We fight people at times. We fight people who are supposed to be in our life for a season. When they now leave, we start fighting them. Whereas we should appreciate them. So the fact that someone was your friend for 5 years, for 6 months, for 3 months, they have finished the assignment in your life. It's time to move on. So those people who left you, who you don't know where, and this girl was there for you, this lady was there at this time of my life. God only brought them for that season. They are seasonal relationships. And then the third one are destiny and covenant relationships. And we concluded that it is hard for a man who does not invest in strategic relationships. They may never be able to actualize destiny. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, we'll just conclude this sermon today by the grace of God. And our anchor scripture had been Acts chapter 20, verse 30, whereby the disciples were with Jesus. And after everything, even though they were unlearned, they didn't know all the things that people saw them talking about. And they will now look at, how come these people who are unlearned, how come they were able to know all these things? He said, why? Because they had been with Jesus. I want us to say a word of prayer as we go to the Lord. Father, open our eyes and conclude this sermon. Open our eyes to the strategic relationships around us. Open our eyes to maximize these relationships in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, pray.
Amen.
Amen. Please write this down. Obedience to God's guidance transforms ordinary relationships to strategic partnerships. Obedience to God's guidance transforms ordinary relationships to strategic relationships, which means when God tells you to do some things, obedience will make a normal relationship. You just discover that the guy will just tell you, we are looking for someone who sell this material now. That is what I do for you. I want someone who will be. I don't know what I will just call him. A mentor just to greet him. That is how you do it. Hope all is well. He was actually just waking up. He just said, I'm looking for someone who can. Do you have any proposal on gas? How to set up all these gas refilling plants? And we have been carrying that proposal since. In fact, when I was looking at that proposal, dollar was still 300 naira when we. Even if you want me to say to you now, I can say it. But that was just a normal relationship before. We were just father and son. Daddy, I just said I should greet you more. Oh, all is well. Now, the Holy Spirit asked me to go. I was driving. Don't ask me to call him now. So, obedience to God transforms a relationship that would have been all high to act. Please, I need someone who can do this. And you don't look at it. I'm looking for a civil engineer. Do you know anybody? who is into properties or civil engineering, and you just like, bro, that's not my people. Now my job is that. How many told you want it? So obedience to God's guidance transforms ordinary relationships into strategic relationships. Who are your partners? We read the story of Jesus and the disciples. He told the body, the boat of Peter, and told Peter, Lord, cast your net into the right side. Don't you see the thing? The guy caught so much fish that his boat began to sink. He said he had to call his partners to help him. Who are your partners? In fact, what made me to start preparing this sermon at the beginning of the month, you remember, for those of us who also followed that news, there was a church in Lagos that got bombed. You remember that? You heard that story? The household of David. It got bombed totally. And they were to start a conference that day. They were starting a conference that day. The whole church got bombed. But following day, thanks to our father in the Lord, Pastor Sam Adeyemi, just told them, come and use our church. And I love what Pastor Sam did. They removed all the, you know, normally our churches, we put our brand. Maybe we put Christ Apostolic Church here or something like that. When the man wanted to, for that man's conference, they removed all the labels of this or their church around so that they can record the conference and it looks like it's their church. But I was thinking, we should say that thanks to this and Reverend Sam for this is what is called product, that is what Christianity is about. We are not competitors. But I was not thinking, I asked a few of my mentees and brothers that what if the man has abused all the battles in the city? Hey, this one, that just that they use. I was fighting with all the pastors in your city. Now we need the help. Who will you? Tell your neighbors. Stop fighting your neighbors. Do you understand? If you're always supporting the election pastor, you have just 300 followers on Facebook. Put up your salary abusing. Everybody has been in ministry before you. I was just thinking, what if the man thinks that everybody around him is a witch? The day of his trouble, nobody will come. We read about the woman, the widow whose husband was a prophet and died, and the creditors wanted to come and take the sons, and they went to meet Prophet Elisha, that what should I do? Prophet said, go and borrow vessels. Now, the Bible says it is when the last vessel was filled, the miracle of the world stopped. And we looked at it, we were asking ourselves a question last week that how come she could only borrow that number of vessels? We don't know if it was much or it was small, but that number of vessels. Imagine if she was an area mama. In our area, you know that's what people are their mother. Once they come like this, everybody starts to tell, how are you? What is someone like that? That the whole neighborhood will have come to drop their blessing in our house. Or is this kind of, you know, some of us Christians, we don't talk to anybody, our children don't play with anybody in the estate or in your environment. You don't play with anybody, you don't talk to your neighbors, you don't greet anybody. So when you need to borrow vessels, even you yourself, you can I come to this one? I don't want to go and ask them. So your borrowing of vessels will be few. The same thing that happened to this pastor in Lagos. He was able to borrow, the man was like that day, if you know the number of pastors that came for his conference that day, just to support, just to say, pastor, we are on you. If you know the number of pastors that need to support him, so I'm not thinking, what if he had all of the riches? What if he had abused everybody? And so, what's the title of the religion? we have now, and it's entirely gospel musicians. You remember that in those days, those of us who have been in what of music, any small thing, this one will come out. He stole my son. He stole my son. Without us thinking against each other, this one stole my son. I'm the singer. We tell you about the likes of Nathaniel Bassi, Yusi, Victoria Orizu. You see all of them, you feel up. They're all doing things together as fellowship, as brothers. And I really love what we are seeing in that sphere. But we still have some people, all these Instagram singers, they only come to do studio on Instagram. That's what they, and they say, hey, this one sang my song, it's my song too. And they'll start. There was one, my wife told me, I don't listen to all those there. The girl, the lady was so furious, was crossing the other singer. They are all those two musicians crossing the other singer like, I will show you Pepe. You went to steal my song. Strategic partnership. People in your industry are right here. When Peter's boat began to sink, when his boat was sinking, he did not go around a carpenter as well as him. He wasn't a civil engineer. He called him. Who were the people he called? The partners that had their own people in the same industry. You are a caterer. And every individual collects the contract. Instead of you to be happy for them, you went to collect money. And you are busy there. They will be a pay. If you collect a contract that is so big, you cannot handle it alone. You will need to call and please you. We identify the data. Let's do this together. I do tell people that collaboration is the future of competition. In business world, collaboration, write it down. If you're a businessman, collaboration is the future of competition. The people that will make it in the world we are in now are the people who collaborate, not the people who compete against each other. Tell your people, learn to collaborate. Hallelujah. So we ask the question, who are your partners? Another question we want to ask is, what do your partners have? Peter's partners have their own goals. Let's read it. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 5. Let's just go to Luke chapter 5. Maybe we should read from like verse 8 or thereabout. Yes. No, go to like verse 6 then. When they caught the fish.
And when they had done this, they enclosed a great number of fishes and their nets break.
Mm-hmm.
And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them.
Please read that verse in another translation. That was saying they beckoned to their partners, which were in the other ship. And read that verse. What verse is that? Verse, what verse?
Seven.
Let's read that verse 7 again in another translation.
In the other boats to come help them.
They
went to their
partners
in the other boats.
Thank you, sir. We're looking at what do your partners have. Another translation. Any other one? Now, there's a translation that says they went to their business partners who have their own boats. They went to their partners. Not know that you can have a partner that will just be saying, hey, that's how the country is. They will just be saying, But these partners, they are not just partners alone. That is why they are strategic. They too have a force. So not only who are your partners, what do your partners have? If you get a contract today, if you have a breakthrough today, do you have partners who have enough boats that the fish you catch can fill both boats?
Hallelujah.
Amen. What do your partners have? Now, how do you manage strategic relationship? One key to manage strategic relationship, just one key, I call it the mystery of sacrifice. The mystery of sacrifice. Somebody say that. You don't, relationships are expensive. Relationships are expensive. We read in Proverbs 18:16. Can someone help us read that? Not in King James Version, because King James will say, the gift of a man maketh way for him. In any other translation? Proverbs. Hallelujah. It gives us what? Opens ways for the giver. And ushers him into the presence of the great. A gift opens way for the giver. Any other translation? Yes, sir.
A gift gets attention. It buys the attention of eminent people.
We will read that last week. Thank you. The gift buys attention of important people. It is not that those important people cannot afford the gift. But mystery sacrifice. We are still going to, by the grace of God, next month. You want to read another one? Yeah, okay.
If you want to meet an important person,
yes,
they carry gift for the body.
Hey.
And it will then easy for you to talk to him. If you want to meet an important person, then carry gift for the body.
Carry gift for the body, like.
And it will then easy for you to talk to him.
It is not that the important person is broke. Let's get the, do you understand? The gift you are taking to the man, he has probably 100 of it. This is Bible. Carry a gift. There's a mystery behind sacrifices. We'll talk about it next month. I think we'll look at that next month. The mystery of sacrifice. 1 Samuel 1:21. Read that. Let's look at what sacrifice is. What sacrifice can do. We're looking at how to maintain strategic relationship to mystery of sacrifice. Yes? First Samuel 1:21.
When Elkanah met his family on their annual trip to Shiloh, offering sacrifices and keeping his vow.
See, the man always go to Shiloh to do what? Offer sacrifice. He's not the only one that goes to Shiloh. There are some people that will go to Shiloh.
And just
the place. So people are going to Shiloh and just come empty handed. There are several people that will have come. But this guy always brings his family and he offers sacrifice even before the worship. That was what opened. Why do you think that Anna? Do you think when Anna was praying after the ceremony and was praying the door, would that have been the first time she's praying? Do you understand? If Eli might, after the whole anniversary, the priest should be tired, she'll go and rest. Eli will not come at that time.
to even see that someone was praying. But the sacrifices of her husband made that recognition. Psalm 50 verse 5. Somebody quickly. Psalm 50 verse 5.
Who swore on the Bible,
mm-hmm.
They
are granted
to him.
There is one that, let me read that. So let me see. Something. Yes. They have made a covenant with God. God is recognizing a special people. Not just made a covenant with him, they made a covenant with him by sacrifice. When you make sacrifices, God recognizes you specially. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now let's look at what happens when people don't discern destiny relationships. What is the outcome, or what happens to people who don't discern destiny relationships? We're going to read Genesis 13, 1 to 15. I think we've read about 1 to 5 2 weeks ago. But someone just quickly read, since it's a long read, let's read it together.
So, Abraham left Egypt.
Yes.
He came back to the Negev. He and his wife and everything he owned, and Lot stayed with him. By now, Abraham was very rich, loaded with cattle and silver and gold. He moved on from the Negev, camping along the way to Bethel.
So, Abraham was very rich in cattle and in gold and everything. Yes, go ahead. Yes.
Along the way to Bethel, the place he had first set up his tent between Bethel and Ai.
Yes.
And built his first altar. Abraham prayed there to God. Lord, who was traveling with Abraham?
Now, we establish Abraham's wealth. Now, good. Yes.
Lord, who was traveling with Abraham?
Because Lord was traveling alongside Abraham. Lord had a strategic relationship with Abraham. Yes. Look at it. When Abraham was rich, the riches of Abraham was because God was with him. The riches of Lot, what did they say? Because he was family with Abraham. He had a strategic relationship. That was why he was blessed. But read what happened. Read on.
But the land couldn't support both of them.
Yes.
They had too many possessions.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't both live there. Quarrels broke out between Abraham's shepherds and Lot's shepherds.
Now, the person that you are blessed because you are around him is sacrificing. Because you have some changes. This is what happens to young people. When God now blesses you, opens a small door, pastor cannot talk to you again. The same man that has been your mentor no longer, they no longer have been talk to you again. Go ahead.
The Canaanites and Perizzites were also living on the land at the time. Abraham said to Lot, let us have fighting between us, between your shepherds and my shepherds.
Instead of Lot to come and beg Abraham that or to discipline anybody fighting them, it was Abraham that still went to meet Lot to let us fight. So if Lot had seen anything wrong with it, it will not be Abraham that will go and set you this boy. So Lot felt that you are a shepherd, I'm a shepherd. You have sheep, I have sheep. What is it? You have cattle, I have cattle. What's all this one? So if he had seen it that this is my mentor, I'm blessed because I'm around this man, he would not have waited for Abraham to reduce it. Now, go ahead.
After all, we are family.
Yeah.
Look around. Isn't there plenty of land out there? Let's separate. If you go left, I'll go right. If you go right, I'll go left. Lord looked. He saw the whole plain of the northern soil. Water. This was before God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yes.
Like God said, like Egypt, I'm stretching all the way to Sodom.
Now, this man quickly forgot that He was blessed despite the fact that they were moving around. It was not by location.
Abraham was moving around, left Egypt, this one.
Yet,
he was being blessed.
So it's not about
where they are, they have the water, they don't want that.
In for us, why?
Lord stood the whole plain of the Jordan.
Yes.
Lord set out the east. That's how they came to part from uncle and nephew. Abraham settled in Canaan.
Yes.
Lord settled in the cities of the plain and pitched his tent near Sodom.
He pitched his tent where?
Yes,
near Sodom. Is separation. You can see that. God said, near Sodom. What is the reason? By the time Abraham was coming to rescue you, where was he? Inside Sodom.
The city of Sodom.
No, no, no.
In the center of Sodom.
By the time he rescued Sodom, out of all the sheep, out of all, he was no longer, even before the rescued Sodom, he was no longer rich.
And why Sodom was destroyed? How many of the cattle and the sheep did it carry out of Sodom?
How many? Zero. So, when you don't design strategic relationship, it lands you in Sodom. You will lose all those things.
Number two, because of time.
The disciples left Jesus, and in 72 hours, their whole life was disarray.
When Jesus was crucified, they were living.
You see, this one,
I say, let's go fishing. I want to go back to fishing. This one, say, I didn't know him. Their lives were disarray.
Why? They left the person who held their life together. Genesis chapter 21,
8 to 20 is a long time. You won't read it.
Genesis 21, 8 to 20. Hagar left Abraham, the started relationship. When she left, the Bible says they wandered in the wilderness. She cried. She was crying. If the child was about to die, she was crying. The child was crying. But the Bible says God heard the voice of the child.
Then the father, both of them were crying. So if not for the child, because the covenant of Abraham still was on the child, Hagar would have died.
Why? She was pregnant before her mistress. Now she was arrogant. She was feeling like this to her mistress. When you don't present destiny relationships, you wander in the wilderness of life. How to build a lasting destiny relationship? Number one, God uses various faces and things in our lives to build relationships. So, no matter what you are going through now, good or bad, sad or poor, where sad or happy, rich or poor, know that that state of your life, God is using it to build. The people you meet, it was in the prison, sir, that Joseph met the person that turned his life around. So every stage of your life, every stage of your life is preparing you, God is launching you into some strategic relationships. Every stage of your life. Number two, how to build lasting destiny relationships. You must be driven by similar foundational values about God and life. You and that person, people you are going into strategic relationship with, you must be driven by similar foundational values about God and about life. You cannot build a destiny relationship with someone who divorces his wife and you expect that they will have a happy home. Someone will be telling you that men has come, and you are not your own husband. Someone will be telling you that you should not open up your wife. Hey, women are not alive. And you want to have a happy home. You must have foundational values, the same or similar foundational values about life, and also about God. Which means, what are you learning from a non-believer? Praise the Lord. Keys to maintaining destiny relationships. Time is really, really fast spent. Okay. Number one key. Rise above jealousy. How do you maintain destiny relationships? Number one, rise above jealousy. Rise above jealousy. Proverbs 14, 30. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 30. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 30. Anybody? Yeah?
A son has his life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones.
Envy does what? Rotten your bones. Rise above envy. Go to Proverbs 27:4. Yeah.
What is cruel and anger is outrageous.
Do you understand? When God blesses somebody, don't be envious. Rejoice with them. Because you may still need them as partners when your blessing comes. Rise above competitive jealousy. Number two key. Avoid evil speaking and backbiting. I told you about that pastor, that whose church got burnt. If you had been speaking of evil about his fellow pastors in his own church, do you think he helped now? Backbiting. This one. Yeah. It's jazz, do you know? The people are coming to his church because he's using jazz. And you spoiled all your fellow co-workers, all your boss in front of all your co-workers. Your neighbor, you are the one that knows that the people that they rejoice in putting people's heads against each other. You are the one that will hear this from this brother. Go and tell this sister. You hear this from this sister. Go and tell that one. And if you are happy the way all of them are fighting, you think that there will be a destiny relationship coming out of there? Proverbs 6:16-19. Anybody?
Six, 16 to 19,
yes.
Yes.
Look, a false witness, he that sows discord among brethren, God hates it. Number three key, because of time. Number three key to maintaining destiny relationship. Rise above offense. Just write this down. Titus 3:2. Rise above offense. Titus chapter 3, verse 2. I'll dwell a bit on number four. Number four. Practice forgiveness and tolerance. Practice forgiveness and tolerance. What is the difference between forgiveness and tolerance? Forgiveness means you pardon someone's fault. Someone made a mistake. You pardon them. You forgive them. But tolerance is creating a system to accommodate or to manage a limitation. That limitation will happen again and again. For instance, if someone is a talkative, especially our sanaros, they will always talk. Don't forgive that trait in that person. What do? You tolerate it. Why? Because even if the person promises you today that they will not talk again, you yourself, as the person is finishing the problem, you yourself, is that you are you there? You know that point. So you create a system. You know that this is this person. You accommodate that weakness in them. But forgiveness is, oh, someone made a mistake. Oh, he didn't want to do it. He didn't mean to do it. So you practice forgiveness and tolerance. Because those whom God will use for you will put hurt you in terms of by mistake. And also, there are things that they do. They, that's their normal self. Actually, about let's look at a married relationship. Your spouse, there are some things that you will never change in your spouse. No matter how, in fact, the older you get, the worse that thing is becoming. You create a system to tolerate those things. You accommodate it. So that's tolerance. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you marry again, there are two types of people. Maybe you are going to cast your house. There are some people that, let's say their appointment is 8 o'clock. It is 7:30. You have a situation. They get there by 6 and wait till 8 o'clock. If those two people get married, my brother and sister, oh yeah. How will I go and wait till 5 o'clock? Ah! Do you understand? So when you know that this is how a person is, you create a system to accommodate their faults. It's different from offense. So you practice forgiveness and tolerance. Number 5, you must be an active contributor to the growth of the other party. You must be an active contributor to the growth of the other party. I put here, never commit yourself indefinitely to a relationship that constantly takes from you. Never commit yourself indefinitely to a relationship that constantly takes from you. If what a person, there is something in Yoruba that they say that the, what is the LRA in English? Pigeon. That the pigeon, the hand of a pigeon or the feather of a pigeon is always saying brink, 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 brink. Is a Yoruba, I think I just translated. There are some people like that in your life. All they do from you before is suck from you. Don't commit yourself to such people indefinitely. So you yourself, if you don't want to be seen as a parasite to someone else, you must commit to their growth. Praise the Lord. Number 6, practice genuine love. Practice genuine love. There is nothing that can beat love. There is nothing that can beat love. Let's be on our feet. Just say one or two prayer points. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to command strange help everywhere you go. The Lord, everywhere I step onto from this day, I command strength help to appear unto me. I command strength help to locate me every day. I command strength help to locate me every day. I command strength help to locate me every day. In the name of Jesus, strength help locate me. Strength help locate me every day of my life. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. If you believe in Jesus' name, we pray. You want to say that prayer one more time, brothers, so you can pray for us. But let's say that prayer one more time. There are some help that you can see the experience, oh, maybe because of what I did, or because I deserve it. But there are some help that is strange. Even you yourself know that I don't deserve this. Those are the kind of help we are calling for. Lord, I command strange help to locate me every day. In the name of Jesus, I command straight out to locate me. Straight out to locate me. Every day of my life. Straight out, locate me. Straight out, locate me. Straight out, locate me. Straight out, in the name of Jesus. I am a man of my God. I am a man of my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name of prayer. Say, Father, I receive the spirit of discernment to recognize strategic partners. Champion of prayer. Give them the spirit of discernment. Give them the spirit of discernment. In the name of Jesus, give me the strength of discernment, Lord, to locate, to recognize, to attend your partners. Begin to pray, 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 pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Shout out to me.